Coronavirus in Arizona.
Yeah, the rollout of vaccines have been relatively slow nationwide. Arizona's been towards the bottom of the pack. However, what Jamie just mentioned, maybe we'll start to see things pick up, and not just because of that new 24/7 site at State Farm Stadium where you can get a vaccine. Joining us now to talk about the new vaccine rollout procedures is Dr. Simone Wiles, infectious disease physician with South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Dr. Simone, really appreciate you being with us again. What is the federal government doing differently, and how will this impact us here in Arizona?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So the big issue this with the new information that the federal government is doing is initially the plan was to hold the second doses for individuals that have received their first dose. So they're no longer going to be doing that. They're going to be given the vaccine, and they have said that those who need their second dose will have it available when it's time. So there should be access now to a lot more people getting the vaccines. Now, the big thing that I really want to point out is that on a local level, there's a lot of logistics that need to be worked out when we're doing mass vaccinations, which really need to be taken into account when we're starting these programs.
You know, we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, right after you got your vaccine, your first dose. And even if people don't go back and get their second dose, which of course they should, there is some protection, right? Just by getting the first dose.
Absolutely. There is protection, about 52% from the first dose. But the key thing is when you have both doses, it's greater than 94 and 95, depending on which vaccine you get. So it's really imperative that you get both doses. So we want to make sure that when we give you your first dose, we have enough supply so you can get the second dose. Very important.
There's a new study out. I believe it's from the American
Journal of American Medicine.
Yeah. Yes. But it talks about the asymptomatic spread and that it may be responsible for more than half of the transmissions coming from people with no symptoms. What do you think about that?
Well, that's something we've always known, that the asymptomatic group is a large part of why we have so many cases, because they show no symptoms, we don't know what's going on, and then we have so many outbreaks. And again, this is something that has been really hard to track, because if you don't show the symptoms, very difficult. And again, we also know that, you know, testing has not been what we needed it to be. And so we didn't really pick up on all the cases that are really out there in the environment. So I'm not alarmed by this report that just came out.
We're talking with infectious disease specialist Dr. Simone Wiles on KTAR, and we're seeing cases rise almost everywhere in the country. I mean, even in places with harsh lockdowns and mitigation strategies in place, as the director of Arizona's Department of Health Services, Dr. Kara Crist, recently pointed out.
You've got Florida, who has no mitigation strategies, that's in the same boat. You've got California, who has stricter mitigation strategies, that is in the same boat.
The same boat as Arizona, that is. As we try to find ways to stop the spread, it's been really hard to put our finger on how to do this, right?
Yes, it has been really difficult. And I mean, with everything we're doing, we're still seeing cases. You know, the community spread is rampant right now. Positivity rates are off the charts. And a big factor is the asymptomatic group, because hard to track those individuals.
Right, right. And it really, I guess it really comes down to personal responsibility in all this, right?
Yes. So, you know, I'm going to get on my soapbox and I'm going to say you have to wear your mask, you have to wash your hands, practice social distancing, and avoid large crowds. And another key point now is when it's your turn to get the vaccine, please go ahead and get it.